WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Now get the guns, the drugs from my generation. I'll take the fall, the saints across the nation. And it's a sin, the guns, the fake, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on, come on, come on, let's get it out.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211 to see the all-new web series, including Hollowmania and Special Delivery. And, well, if you get a quick second, check out our other very fine sponsors, Gerwig.net and FightBooth.com. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
You got it right on the first shot.
I read it off the sheet. Aren't you proud of me?
I am very, very proud of you. By the way, speaking of, you can also save 10% on all your ringsidecollectibles.com orders with the code MBG.
Ooh, he has a code?
He has a code.
Fancy.
He's a fancy fella.
Go, Matt, go. Wow. Still want that Oscar mention. Just
I know, right? Like, get on it already. It's been how many years? You haven't gotten that Oscar? What, you know, slack in a little bit?
Gotta get on that, man. Gotta get on that.
I mean, come on, Matt. You gotta. Oscar time. It should have happened like years ago. You had the thing with the thing and the person and everything was timed correctly. Should have crossed paths and get.
Anyway.
Anyway, go to MBG Films on YouTube, youtube.com/MBG1211. For Hollowmania on the Special Delivery, plus Wrestling Figure Wednesdays.
Ding! Anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight. We have news. We're going to be talking the Mixed Match Challenge, as you heard from the Raw music intro, which, by the way, that's one of my favorite Raw songs. We're talking Raw 25, which is going to be this Monday on USA. We're going to fill you in on who we know is there, who we know is not going to be there, and some speculation about what may happen. We've also got all your favorites, Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, and NXT. And, well, we're doing a first tonight.
What?
Right? We're doing a first, y'all. We are broadcasting live on Periscope.
Yes. I don't know if anyone's listening on Periscope. If you are, congratulations. You're part of the first test of the Periscopes.
We're expanding.
We're expanding. We're growing because I found the thing that allows me to broadcast the same feeds everywhere. So we get to do multiple things at the same time.
So if you can't listen to us over at Gerwig.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, well, don't fret because you can still listen to us at Twitch, TuneIn Radio, and now Periscope. So, yay!
We're expanding, y'all!
It's awesome. So anyway, let's jump right into the news because we have a ton of it brought to our friends over at Gerwerk.net and Fightboot.com. Okay, so this has been a huge, exciting week in the world of wrestling. Okay, we're going to start with the biggest story, the positive big story, not the negative, the positive.
I was going to say there's probably negatives and positives that go along with everything.
Always go with the positive first. Going in, the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame has been announced, and it is, well, Matt's cousin.
Is it cousin? Really. Is it cousin? Is it uncle? I'm confused sometimes.
I think it's actually his uncle. I think it's uncle in quotations.
His Uncle Goldberg is going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
That's right. Matt Goldberg is super excited because Bill Goldberg is going into the WWE Hall of Fame, which this isn't a huge surprise to everybody. He was among the list of leaked names that got put out last month. So, but it's still exciting news for him.
Yes, it is. It is. It's been out there for a while. Awesome for Goldberg. It was kind of the most expected thing to happen once he came back, won the championship. You kind of figured, okay, last year he wrestled, this year he goes into Hall of Fame. That's sort of how it goes. Look at Sting, etc., etc.
But what this means,
yes,
is that a one Undertaker is not going into the Hall of Fame this year. So I think everybody expecting him to announce his retirement at Raw 25, which we'll talk about, may be disappointed. He might be announcing something else, which if he does, why?
Because he's going to main event WrestleMania against Jinder Mahal. That's what this whole thing's been all about.
Right, sure, yeah. He's okay, going you to heard put, it here first, y'all.
He's going to put Jinder Mahal over at WrestleMania.
God, I hope not.
Think about that. The Undertaker is going to lay down for Jinder Mahal. Dirt Sheets, pick up on that. I want to see that one out there. Anyway.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Although it could.
If that happens.
If that happens, I'm blaming you. I'm
someone's a
plane.
Mole. Someone's a mole. And I don't want to.
It's not me. It's the other person on this broadcast.
I don't want to deal with that if it's a thing.
Anyway, speaking of things that we don't want to deal with, the other big story that is pure speculation right now, there is no confirmation on this whatsoever, but it was put out by fairly reliable sources in the wrestling community that WWE superstar Paige has been medically disqualified from WWE due to her neck injury. This is as a result of the spur that she suffered a few weeks ago at a house show.
So yeah, that is sort of the update we mentioned last week, that she was going to be out of the Rumble. She is, in fact, out of the Rumble. And that's all they're confirmed at this point. She is still continuing to be reevaluated. She is hopeful to get clearance, but it appears WWE has medically disqualified her for the time being, which is sort of the kiss of death. You look at what happened with Edge, sort of the same type of injury. She was told a while back when she had the surgery that she should not get back into the ring. WWE doctors, she was medically fine, okay, and was cleared by WWE doctors. The surgery went well, etc., etc. Because of that, they allowed her to get back in the ring. But as always, getting in the ring is very dangerous. She got injured, and that's where we stand.
Yeah, so, like, it's basically she's been diagnosed supposedly with spinal stenosis, which is the same thing that Edge suffered.
Yes.
So, it is entirely possible this is legit. But as we say, this is rumor. This is what's being passed around right now. WWE did partially confirm it when they disqualified her from the Rumble, but no pronouncement has been made in terms of when they're going to put out any type of confirmation on this rumor. She's not saying anything on it. They're not saying anything on it. So that's kind of adding a little fuel to the fire, because normally she's very, very quick to put down any kind of rumors like this. And so far, she's not put them down.
Yeah, that's the
deal. If she's heard them at all, which I'm sure she has.
Oh,
so.
Everyone's tweeted her. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that, et cetera, et cetera.
So, yeah. But on the upside, she is receiving a lot of support from the wrestling community, which is good. But sadly, that just sucks for her. If it is true, but to be 25 and have just come back, you know, after all that crap she went through in her life with, you know, having a rough relationship, the suspensions, the unfortunate leaks, all that crap she went through to get back, and not to mention the original injury, to return and be there less than, what, a month?
Yes.
And to get injured and to potentially be done, that's heartbreaking for her.
Very much so.
So she gets our well wishes and our best wishes regardless. And here's hoping that it's not true and she's going to be back in the ring really, really soon. And well, to continue with the bad news, blame Brent.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
All right, so just a couple minor...
Ah.
Control your soundboard there, sir.
I was on a website that had sound. I was trying to
control your sounds.
I did not know they were playing sound. Sorry.
Mute your tabs.
I did. I was... Just continue.
So, Kevin Owens is suffering from nagging injuries.
Hashtag blame Brent.
It's not really said, I think, what he's got going on.
He missed the house shows this weekend, so he's officially in the category, along with the next person.
Jason Jordan.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Although both were at TV this week, so they appear to be fine.
But they're being held out as precautions.
Yes. And the last one is a little bit more serious. She is in the hospital, and we send her our very best wishes, and that is Sienna of Impact Wrestling TNA fame. She has blood clots in her lungs.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Which is hella serious, hella scary, and we wish her the best in her recovery because blood clots are no joke.
Yeah, she wrote, she went to the hospital due to experiencing short and laboring breath, labored breathing, along with severe back spasms and sharp pains at the top of her inhale. She expected that she had a displaced rib or collapsed lung, but found out that she had blood clot in each of her lungs. She won't be wrestling for now, but still will be making appearances. It'll probably be a while before she's back, in the ring. I kind of, when I saw the spoilers come out, I was like, where is she? Like, she was on the first set, and I was like, you didn't see much from her. I was like, wonder what happened. So that's sort of what went down with her. Hopefully she gets better really, really soon.
Yes. Crossing our fingers for her in her recovery. And in a rare instance, we have a blame sub on this show. Right? CB Radio comes Thursday nights because, well, there's something about WWE and the state of Texas and alcohol. But Jey Uso, first real name Josh Fatu, was arrested on a DWI outside Hidalgo after a house show this past weekend.
Hashtag blame sub.
So, he did post bond, and he is expected to make a court appearance, but...
We'll see.
We'll see. He may just plead out, pay a fine, or plead out and do whatever he's got to do with that and continue on. He was on TV this week, as we all saw him. We'll talk about that on SmackDown. And life goes on. But he's not the first to get busted in Texas, and I very much doubt he'll be the last.
Yeah.
As we all know, Bo Dallas was the last one to get busted.
Yep.
So, now on to happy news, because we like to talk about happy news. We're done with the sad news. Let's move on to the happy news, and that is WWE has some brand new signees.
Woot woot.
And that includes War Machine.
That's two people for people wondering.
Yes, that's two people. It's a tag team. A very beardy, badass tag team of ROH and New Japan fame. Ricochet, who's one person. And then they make Candice LeRae official. Well, you gotta clarify in case you don't know who he is. Because, you know, we're like, War Machine! That's two people. So it's like, Ricochet! That's one person.
You got the rest of the segment on that.
Just, I don't know. Anyway, and like I said, they made Candice LeRae official. What's interesting is that War Machine and Ricochet got put out by NXT. Candice LeRae got put out by WWE. So there is some speculation that Candice is not going to go to NXT and she's going straight to the main roster, which could be the case, given if Paige is actually officially out. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one and see where she ends up going. But she should more than likely show up in the Women's Royal Rumble, which we'll be talking about next week.
There's a stacked show next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week next week. So moving away from WWE, we have a couple quick notes on Impact, and that includes that they've announced a potential location for their pay-per-view Redemption.
It appears there's talks of moving Impact Redemption, which was originally Lockdown, It's now Redemption, to Toronto. They're looking to secure the building there. If they cannot secure the building there, it will be in Orlando. It was announced at the TV tapings that it would be in Toronto. That's where Scott Steiner announced it. But nothing is completely confirmed. But they're looking to do... they can get the pay-per-view location date, but it's getting the rest of the dates locked in. So that's what they're working on right now. That would happen in April, for those wondering. April 22nd.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, they're back on pay-per-view. That's cool. But there will be a few people who won't be joining them on pay-per-view.
No, there won't. Because there were some departures from Impact Wrestling this past week, which includes Bobby Lashley, Laurel Van Ness,
and
EC3.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Trouble, trouble, trouble. Maybe heading to WWE to cause some trouble, trouble, trouble.
So did you know that Mr. Trouble, Trouble, Trouble was at the PCC?
Was he now?
Yeah, on Tuesday. Imagine that.
Hmm.
New recruit day. He was there with the new recruits.
Hmm.
I mean, trouble, trouble, trouble.
He could have just been visiting because he does live in the area.
He lives in the area. And just maybe needed a place to work out. I mean.
Entirely coincidental.
It's very coincidental that trouble, trouble, trouble was at the PC. Just trouble.
Trouble may be a Bruin, and there may be a Carter in WWE.
Because this company needs him.
Damn it. And last but certainly not least, for Impact, it was made official. We talked about this last week, where they basically, you know, kind of preemptively screwed up, announced the Twitch deal without meaning to announce the Twitch deal. Well, they officially made it official and said, hey, we're working with Twitch. And they have a whole channel. And, well, you've been watching the channel.
I've been watching the channel. I've sort of enjoyed watching the channel. It's twitch.tv/impactwrestling. It's a lot of fun to watch. They've been rotating, like, old pay-per-views and stuff. So I've caught it. So it's just for background noise here and there. Like, yeah, it's been cool. So officially, here's what's going on. They just aired Barbed Wire Massacre, which was too violent for TV, as the first official programming on the channel. That happened. Monday nights are going to have the former Live Audio Wrestling with the new host, Jeremy Borash. It'll be a video podcast. They'll be airing on Twitch. Live Audio Wrestling used to be a podcast up in Canada with John Pollock, which they were let go. And since Anthem owns the brand, that's what they're going to do for Impact. Wednesday nights will return with Tyrus, who hosts Enough Said, he's a Fox News contributor, so he'll do wrestling, politics, sports, and pop culture. And Josh Matthews will be doing the Matthews Megacast with his irrelevant second screen perspective on the flagship Impact show, Thursdays on Pop. You'll see original weekly programming, pay-per-views, past and present pay-per-view events, 1,000 hours original programming. Also, they will be airing the live event from WrestleCon in New Orleans on Friday, April 6th at 9 p.m. Central. They're also looking to air monthly house shows on it as well. So there you go.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Now, before we get into our next topic, I got to mention something.
Okay.
Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for The Rack for Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year with the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, and Female Interview of the Year with Angelina Love. That's WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote once a day. WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
And as a hint, if you have a computer at work and you have a computer at home, you can vote once on your computer at work and once on your computer at home in the same day.
And it's midnight to midnight. Got
Ding!
It. Got it. That's WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Because we're horrible, awful people encouraging people to do that. Anyway, moving on. Let's do a little mixed match challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, and we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
Production.
I'm very proud of you. That was very nice. You actually did work for a change.
Tell us about the Mixed Match Challenge, shall you?
Okay, so if you don't know what the Mixed Match Challenge is, it is a 12-week tournament that WWE is putting on Facebook Live every week right after SmackDown, where you get 20 minutes of mixed tag teams that have been predetermined by both the audience and WWE. This week we had the team of the Boss and the Demon taking on the Queen of Hearts and the King, or I should say the artist, but really the King of Strong Style. So we had Finn and Sasha versus Natty and Shinsuke. I am really sad that this tournament is only 12 weeks. I want this to be a permanent thing. This is amazing.
It was very fun. Sasha and Finn had jackets like each other. Natty and Shinsuke were doing claws.
Natty brought Shinsuke her dad's old ring jacket so they could match.
We know it's the same jacket because it was on Total Divas last night. You can check out the Rack Extra Total Divas, now available at RackRadioShow.com.
Ding! So, yeah, so it was pretty exciting stuff. I mean, they were having fun, they were laughing, they were goofing around. You could tell that this has a much more relaxed feeling than the other TV shows, because it's really not technically TV, just being broadcast on Facebook Live. So they were joking around. I mean, I enjoyed this. This was a really, really good match. Obviously, you know, this is a tournament between Raw and SmackDown where only one can win. And as each team is beaten, they're eliminated, obviously. So,
well, maybe eliminated because there is that second chance vote, but they have not explained it yet, but figures all the deal is that, you know, the losers will go into a voting bracket, voting poll on Twitter or something, and that's how it'll be decided. But I digress. The match was very fun, though.
The match was very fun. It was very entertaining. A lot of really good back and forth. I feel like Sasha Banks' dreams came true when Shinsuke Nakamura caught her as she came flying through the ropes at one point, held her awkwardly in his arms, then he gently sets her down, and she goes for the dive again, and this time she hits Natty as Shinsuke steps out of the way. You had Finn and Shinsuke together, which is always a good time. And yeah, in the end, the demon and the boss stand victorious. And, well, Natty and Shinsuke are out.
Yeah.
So.
It was a very enjoyable 20 minutes. They had, like, 130,000 people or something like that live?
Yeah, I think the final number total live was, like, 130,000 people.
And it's up over a million views on Facebook Watch, so. And that was after 24 hours, so I don't know what it's up to now. But that's pretty good.
That's really good for a Facebook show, or for anything on social media, but if you think about it, it's a really smart move, because it's like, hey, you know, you're out somewhere, and it's, oh, Facebook Live, you know, WWE's on. I can tap it on my phone, I can watch it on my phone, and when I'm done, I can go back to whatever I'm doing. Yeah. So, you don't have to be home to watch it on TV, you can watch it on your mobile device, which is really, really neat.
I believe is now on the network, I believe.
They would be smart to put it on the network.
I think when we said it was the 10 p.m., where it was only for UK, I think they put it on for the the network.
It would make sense to.
It would make a lot of sense to. But who knows? I'm going to check it out here in a second. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Beth needs a little bit of work in the commentary department, but that okay. Yes, it is up on the network. I just found it on my phone. It's up on the network. So that's cool. So that'll air on Thursdays on the network, but it'll be live on the Facebook watches. So that's pretty good.
Yes, and it's every week for the next 12 weeks.
Yep.
So, and we have some very interesting tag teams. You want to hear us talk about it, listen to the show last week. We do preview the Mixed Match Challenge, and we even had a little pick'em for it.
1.5 million views on the Facebook watches.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot of views.
I think they got a hit on their hands.
It means we're making a second season.
Yes!
Hopefully it keeps it up.
Just give me Bray Wyatt and Bayley. I'm sorry, I really want the awkward tag team of Bray Wyatt and Bayley because it would be adorable and hilarious and amazing. He wouldn't know what to do with her, and it would be fantastic. Because we all need Bray Wyatt and a little comedy every now and then. Just a little bit. And, you know, so I can actually get him on TV! Because I got screwed. So anyway, when we come back, because we're going to take our first break of the evening, we are going to be previewing Raw 25, which is this Monday on the USA Network. We're going to break down who's scheduled to appear, who's not scheduled to appear, and what all we think is going to happen. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
We want more.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
the show was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on, now.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait. That's all.
Los Matadores versus the real American. You all
I'm
pick.
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making I see him too in action, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny. Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see if I seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good. I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The Divas titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. So you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out.
I believe you changed to Cancer Rock.
Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm coming, just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana of the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show on the Wildcat Network.
Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio on the Wildcat Radio Network.
Wild Talk.
Motherfucker.
I don't know. I think we should keep it. I think it's funny.
Hey, guys. This is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast. But right now, you're listening to Rack Radio on Wild Talk Radio.
Perfect.
Wait, I'll do Rack Radio show. Sorry. All right, one more time.
One more time.
Hey, guys. This is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast. But right now, you're listening to the Rack Radio show on Wild Talk Radio. Take four. I'm going to take four fast.
No, I don't feel so bad.
Listen up, there's not a moment to spare. It's quite a drop from the top, so how you feeling down there?
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at... And I'm going to completely screw it up because I don't have the sheet up. Stall. Okay. Brought to you by our friends over at YouTube.com/MBG1211. Our good buddy, MBG Films, where you can see his all-new web series, Hollow Mania, and Special Delivery. And, well, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays?
Yes, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays is continuing along with the new series, as Lindsay just mentioned, youtube.com/MBG1211. Remember, if you go to ringsidecollectibles.com and use the code MBG, you can save 10% on all your little action figures.
Ding! And if you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, and Periscope, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Just a quick reminder, because we are going to hit this next week really hard too. We're nominated for things.
Yay!
So please go over to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for the Rack in Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year for Shawn Michaels, and Female Interview of the Year for Angelina Love. We would greatly appreciate it. You can vote once a day, midnight to midnight. So you can do that for us. We'd really greatly appreciate it. We'll give you a shout out and thank you speech if we win anything.
Lindsay will give you... No.
No.
I get in trouble. I am not going to get trouble.
I actually had to send those to someone because he would not shut up. Just saying.
She will send you a gift of a cookie if you win. If we win.
Yes. Digital cookies. Digital cookies, not real cookies.
Anyway, what are we here to do now?
We are here to talk all about Raw 25.
All right.
Which is, as I've said before, live this Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the USA Network. And this is super exciting.
So, a couple things. They have just now added Raw pre-show at 7 p.m. Eastern on the WWE Network.
Who's doing the pre-show?
Renee Young, Peter Rosenberg, David Otunga, and Sam Roberts, Jim Ross, and Jerry Lawler will be involved. They will be commentating from the Manhattan Center as well. So, there's that.
Again, I want to know what Peter Rosenberg did to get so good with them.
I know. So, there's
that. And how do we do that? Aside from actually not sucking and being good.
You send them cookies.
Them, I will send cookies.
Okay. There you go. So, anyway, Raw 25. Let's figure these people out. Okay. Who was not going to be there? Kevin Nash. Due to his knee replacement. Not going to be there.
Probably a good call.
He was going to be, but flying in this really tiny planes... Not a good thing.
Well, it's in New York, right?
Yes.
He lives in Florida. He wouldn't be in a tiny plane. He'd be in a bigger plane.
He cannot fit on the plane at the moment with his knee. So that's not happening. The rated R superstar will not be on the show, Edge.
No, he has a scheduling conflict, so he will not be there.
He's acting overseas somewhere.
But he may send a video.
Christian has been confirmed.
We can't have Christian without... Well, we kind of can, but it's just not the same.
It's not the same. So there's that. Who just got announced? I sent you a list.
You sent me a list for the people announced for Raw 25.
That just got announced. They just announced a bunch of people. MVP.
I don't have the list.
MVP.
MVP got announced. Trish Stratus has been announced.
Oh, I only sent you. Let's see. Howard Finkel, of course, will be there.
Which is very exciting.
Howard the Finkel will be there. So continue on.
I don't have the list. You didn't send it to me. He didn't send me the list, y'all. So anyway, already confirmed is Taker. Taker. He's coming back for one night. Yay! DX, Shawn Michaels. Are you seriously subbing me right now? He's subwaying me right now. He put me on hold, y'all. He put me on hold in the middle of the show. He's subwaying me. I can't even with him. He's big timing me on our own show. Yeesh. Can't take him anywhere, I swear to God. So anyway, like I said, Taker has been announced. JR, King have been announced. Stone Cold has been announced. So he's a big one because he's returning after several years of being gone. So that's very exciting news. Also announced is Michelle McCool. She will be making her WWE return. First time in 8 years, she will be back. Kelly Kelly, if I can speak, is also coming back. Maria is scheduled to make an appearance. Candice Michelle, I think, is coming back. And several others. So it's going to be a huge show. Super exciting. And what makes this show different is that they're actually doing it from two locations. So supposedly the way that this is going to work is the first hour of the show, where a lot is going to be done from the Manhattan Center, which is where a lot of the old school talent will be. So you should expect a lot of the cameos and appearances and everything like that to happen within the first hour of the show. So if you want to see your favorites, you should maybe kind of watch from like 8 to 9. And then I think it's supposed to cut over to Barclays after that, there should still be some appearances mixed in, because not everybody's going to be at the Manhattan Center and not everybody's going to be at Barclay Center. So definitely, this should be a big one to tune in and check out. Matt, I'm running with it, man. I'm running with it because, again, he ditched me. He ditched me so freaking hard. So, yeah. So, super exciting stuff for Raw 25. So, what are your opinions in the chat room? Because I have nobody to talk to about this. I'm just sitting here rambling. For those of you listening for the first time, this does not normally happen, where he just leaves me to ramble on my own. Because this is why I totally don't, you know, do this show on my own, because it would be 5 minutes of me just, you know, rambling. So, chat room, what do you think?
Yeah.
You can apologize to me later by getting me Bray Wyatt. That's all I'm going to say. You can apologize to me later. Bray Wyatt, this year, we're going to make it happen. He's going to make it happen.
Oh, am I now?
You're going to make this happen.
I'm going to make this happen. All right, we'll work on that.
So anyway, Raw 25, since you left me hanging.
Anyway. So you announced all the people?
I don't have the list.
Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
I just yelled that at you for like 5 minutes.
I heard you yelling at me. Anyway.
God.
So, let's go back in history. What is your favorite Raw moment?
Oh my God, I have so many.
All right, rattle them off.
Favorite Raw moment, when Shane McMahon bought WCW.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty spectacular.
That was a crazy day. Like, it went on WWE.com and WCW.com that there was a merger, and then Shane shows up there. That was amazing.
That was amazing. I mean, it was just like, holy crap, Shane McMahon is at Nitro.
Shane McMahon's at Nitro!
Right? It's like, what? What is this?
Right.
What?
Right. What else?
I really love the pull-apart brawl between Taker and Brock.
Okay.
That was one of my favorite Raw moments.
Here's one. And I think you were there for it. Yes, you were there for this one. It's one of my favorite Raw moments. The invasion of ECW.
Oh my God. I still remember being out. Like, I'd run to the bathroom and they were all walking in. I was like, hi, big scary wrestlers.
When Paul Heyman rips off the headset and rips apart his shirt and reveals ECW and all, like that moment when the ECW guys turn to face the WWF guys, I was like, yeah.
That was very, very cool. And that was really neat to be there live. Like the building, the electricity in that building was epic.
Right.
I remember when Undertaker's wife got taken to the hospital.
That was a thing. What else? What other favorite moments you got?
Oh, God.
Black Wedding? Black Wedding?
I wasn't watching during the Black Wedding.
Okay.
Kane's Unmasking,
that was a thing.
And who can forget Katie Vick that followed?
Katie Vick was a thing. I always got a kick out of the parodies from DX, from the Nation to the Corporation to them mocking Vince and Shane.
And they just left Shawn hanging as he's dancing around the ring as payback.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic story.
Oh, yeah. The Steph Hunter wedding, the first one in Vegas. And then the second one. They had a few.
What about the divorce?
Oh, the divorce was good. Let's see. Oh, because I just saw the live sex celebration. The reunion of Sean and Hunter, which then turned into Hunter attacking Sean, which means we got Sean for 8 years. That was awesome.
That was pretty spectacular.
Who can forget Bob Barker?
What is it? What was it? WWE is right, or The Price is WWE, something like that? I forget what they called it.
Something like that.
But yes, Bob Barker on Raw.
Oh.
That was amazing.
Oh, I know a moment that stands up there for you.
Hmm.
That time, it was 10 minutes on Monday Night Raw, where Daniel Bryan and Kane stood with their arms apart and slowly walked towards each other for a hug.
Yes! Oh my God, I miss Team Hell No so much. That used to, like, light up my life. Because that was so amazing.
There's the obvious. Foley wins the title, the pipe bomb. AJ Lee giving her version of the pipe bomb. The Rock concerts. The Shield and the Wyatts face off for the first time. The DX invasion.
The Shield betrayal.
The Shield betrayal.
You know, all the Austin McMahon stuff. Vince McMahon getting revealed as the owner.
Vince McMahon is the reveal as the owner. And they put this on the YouTube video. The higher power gimmick. It was me, Austin. It was me all along.
I need to go back and watch that on the network, because I've actually always wanted to see how that unfolded, and now I can, thanks to the magic of the WWE Network. But yeah, I think there's good, and they actually did a countdown. If you missed it, it's on the network.
They have, so yeah, it's on the network, and there's also the top 100 moments.
I do call BS on, like, the top five.
Well, they were fan-voted.
I know they were fan-voted, and it's very obvious that they were fan-voted because they were CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and Attitude Era. Just saying.
Just saying.
It's really obvious it was a fan vote.
Oh. Shane McMahon returning.
Oh, my God. The surprise of all surprises right there, because everybody's like, oh, yeah, Shane's never going to come back. And then, boom, there he is, just right there. It was like, the prodigal son has come home. He came back to us.
We had the debut of the Nexus.
That was cool.
It went downhill from there, but the moment was cool.
Tyson. It went down.
Tyson and Austin.
Wasn't watching them, but yes. Yes.
Oh, something we saw the other day. The silent stare.
Between Taker and Hunter. That was just spellbinding and magical. But speaking of Taker, Kane.
What about Kane?
The whole Taker-Kane storyline reveal. That whole thing.
Yeah, that was on Raw. Debut of Paige on main roster. The Mick Foley, The Rock, This Is Your Life. That was always fun.
Debut of the Wyatt family.
Debut of the Wyatt family. Everyone can remember John Cena versus Kevin Federline.
Hugh Jackman. We need to get Hugh Jackman on Raw. That needs to happen because he's so adorable and he loved it so much. Like, all the celebrities that really genuinely enjoy being on Monday Night Raw, we need to get those people back.
So, there's like 100 moments on the network that you can go back and watch. You can watch about every episode of Raw on the network. There's 100. They have 100 to 1 countdown. 100 if you had 28. 100 to 128. Be a thing. That would be a thing, right? 128 of something.
No.
That's not a thing. That's a thing. No, 128 of something is a thing.
I dare you to get them to sponsor it.
It's greater than a thing.
Seems like it would be a really great debate.
Greater, it would be greater than, it would be greater than a great, you know what? I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. And not Goldberg, not Matt Goldberg. Matt, sorry.
Again, you're gonna bump his thing again.
One-liners have gotten bumped. I know I made production and everything like that, but, so you see what had happened was.
Duty calls.
So those are moments. What to expect on Monday? That's a big question. I expect shenanigans.
Galore shenanigans. Because this is also the go-home for the Royal Rumble.
I have a feeling where at least one legendary woman is going to announce during the Rumble.
It's going to be Michelle McCool.
Could probably be Michelle McCool. Could be Trish Stratus. Who knows?
Could be both.
Could be both. But I get a feeling a couple of them will probably interject their way into the thing. I would love to see the hand, but we're not going to see the hand. Hand's the only thing not confirmed for it. My young hand. This should be a really fun show. There's going to be so many people. Lindsay named some of them. There's too many to actually name. If you work for this company and had any sort of impact, you are going to be a part of the show if you're still on good terms with
them. Yep.
The brother man says he's going to be at home on his couch watching. But you know, brother, we could see a video, brother, maybe.
Was Hulk Hogan really, like, a part of the history of Raw?
He was the first 2 years, yes.
Okay.
First 2 years. He was there.
He participated.
He has a participation award. So, I expect, like, we're getting some weird... I bet we're going to get some weird cameos from gimmicks we don't see. Scott Hall mentioned they told him to bring his gear, so I have a feeling he's going to take a photo in his gear. I don't think he's actually going to wrestle, but...
God, I hope not. That man's had hip surgery.
But they're going to do some fun... I expect the first hour to be really fun with a lot of legendary stuff.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there right now. I want an IRS Bo Dallas interaction. I know I can't make it happen with Bray, so I'm not even going to try, but I need at least one father-son interaction between those two idiots. Right. Just one. That's all I ask. He's there. They're both there. Just, you know, do the thing.
So Monday's going to be a lot of fun. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Monday's going to be a lot of fun.
Monday should be a ton of fun. I'm really curious to see how they mix it all together and they come up with something, but yeah. All the cameos, everything that should happen for the Rumble. This should be a really fun, exciting show. Like, you know, like I said, you're bringing all the old guys back and, you know, all the old girls back. You're bringing the new people in. SmackDown people will be there. Nobody knows if they're actually going to be on the show or not.
I believe Randy Orton and New Day have been confirmed. Yeah, Randy Orton and New Day have been confirmed for the special. That's all I can Let's see. AJ Styles, Usos, Daniel Bryan, and Shane McMahon as well. Charlotte as well. There you go. So those have been confirmed. So many people. So many. And it's only 3 hours long. I expect a little bit of an overrun.
There's probably going to be a little bit of an overrun. And keep in mind that not everybody's going to get done individually. They're going to have groups. Like, you'll probably see a group of people backstage where you've got, like, Ted DiBiase and Howard Finkel.
And Regal and all that.
Regal and all them. Yeah, backstage, hanging out all together. So
what you're going to see is you're going to see someone do this awkward walk backstage where you bump into all the legends.
But, you know, it's like Austin's going to get his own time. Taker will get his own time. And speaking of Taker, like we said, in the news segment, because Bill Goldberg has been announced for the Hall of Fame, it's not expected for The Undertaker to announce his retirement, although he pretty much could. But there's also rumor that Taker is going to do one more WrestleMania because he can, and he's potentially facing John Cena, which is who he wanted supposedly last year.
And he's going to announce that he's in the Royal Rumble this next Sunday.
You keep holding on to that.
The Undertaker will be in the Royal Rumble 2 years in a row.
You keep holding on to that, man. You keep doing that.
I will, because I could use the points. Hey, the two of my people on my fantasy team have now moved, their odds have gone greatly up to win the Royal Rumble, and neither of them are active WWE superstars. Just saying.
That's really sad. That's really, really, really sad.
So, anyway, I say we take a break now.
Yeah, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're doing all your favorites, and if you're new to the show, well, they're going to become your favorites, hopefully. We're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, and NXT. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Taking it back to a hardcore level. You better be ready, put your pedal to the metal. Taking it back to a hardcore level. Better be ready, put your pedal to the metal.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is TNA superstar EC3 Unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the world's greatest.
Tonight is the
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. That's right, check him out at youtube.com/MBG1211 and see his brand new web series, Hollowmania and Special Delivery, as well as your favorites, Wrestle Figure Wednesday, so you don't want to miss that. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, and on Periscope, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is where we would normally do Tweet of the Week, but we have a question we have to answer first.
Yes, the question was from Twitter. Ashley on Twitter. She asked the question, do you think Nikki and Brie will be in the Women's Royal Rumble?
Yes.
The correct answer is, tune into The Rack next week for a complete Royal Rumble preview. We'll be breaking down both Royal Rumble matches, and we'll give you the answer then. But somebody jumped the gun and gave you her answer.
Yes, she'll be there.
One of them will be there.
One of them will be there.
Tweet of the Week time?
Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, Tweet of the Week. So, Sheamus, and he's in his black turtleneck and jeans and smiling, and he looks like a very debonair man with his hair all slicked back, and his tweet is, the classic suave, ever-due erudite male wrestler wears father's sons about the town, squiring the fair maidens and such. A very classy plug. This is followed up with Rebecca tweeting him going, to be honest, I ship Nia Jax and Sheamus. Just imagine their babies. They would conquer the world. And Sheamus responds, hashtag Sheamus is daddy. I love that he's using that hashtag. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And Pete Dunne. Ilya's King One tweeted, I want to tattoo Pete Dunne name on my chest, and he replies, bad decisions probably. way to help, Pete.
Right.
Way to help. That's all I got.
Mike Tanner, dreaming of a Bortles and Foles Super Bowl, the wine cooler bowl. How about them Eagles, huh? 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 Huh?
I'm very proud of your Eagles. See, here you were doubting that they were going to win. And the whole time I'm telling you the Falcons are going to screw this up. Does he listen to me? No.
I had more belief in her team than she did in her own team.
I know my team.
Anyway.
I've been a fan of my team my whole life. I know my team.
Anyway.
Never, never underestimate the ability to choke. The Atlanta Falcons started that shit here in Atlanta.
All right. TD Wrestling. Braun Strowman Knight got fired, threw some guys, broke a TV, ate some cake, threw more guys, fought a door frame, menaced a TV production truck, flipped the truck, got rehired, dragged a maggle, threw a maggle.
Quality day for Braun Strowman.
Matt Hardy, for the band of one with kids, it's over. I have deleted his essence. Blair Davis tweets Mike Bennett. So how's your sex life? He goes, well, my wife is pregnant, so I would say successful. And then this is where things got interesting. Spike TV.
Oh, Spike.
Spike on its way out is like, screw you guys, we're out.
No fucks given.
Well, since I'm out of here anyways, might as well tell you all the things I've been holding in for the past 18 years. Brace yourselves, bros. It's about to get real. Hashtag goodbye Spike. Hashtag Spike Unfiltered. There's a reason all of our early shows were CSI, UFC, TNA, MXC, UTL. No one around here knew how to read. I honestly thought Catch a Contractor was about a show about STDs. The Get More Action tagline was more about my personal mantra. I was in a 3-month dry spell. When we greenlit TNA, we thought we were buying something entirely different. But wrestling turned out to be okay. We had a show called The Joe Schmo Show. Apparently every decent show name was taken. My favorite number is 329 because it's the number of times Cops is on every night. That is not a lie.
That is not a lie.
I learned from Cops that the best way to get out of a speeding ticket is to have something illegal in the car. I'm not sure how you get out of the felony charge, though. Hashtag goodbye, Spike. I gave my entire staff empty gift cards as parting gifts because fuck them.
and their joy. I clocked up the fourth stall in the seventh. The fourth stall in the seventh floor's men's room over 30 times last year. Damn, Spike. I hated all my logos, but the last one looks like a tattoo design from a rejected Ink Masters contestant. I lost my virginity in one of the storage spaces from Auction Hunters. I was extremely disappointed when Stripperella had no nudity. I aired that show solely based off the name and the potential for frontal. Jesus. I like to leave my collection of leather wrist cuffs to the special half-pint brawler. You know who you are. I was baked when I picked 1,000 Ways to Die. Those episodes are mostly based on my nightmares. The Church of Scientology kicked me out. So sit with that a moment. And finally, their final tweet was, I never thought rebranding would be one of the 1,000 Ways to Die. I'm out. Peace. Oh, God, Spike.
Wow.
Let's continue on. Kevin Owens, I just saw Mojo Rawley walking towards the gate at the airport next to someone who I assume must have been some sort of big-time Texas oil tycoon. As they got closer, I realized it was Drew Gulak wearing a giant cowboy hat. Good morning!
There are pictures.
Did he have one of those bolo ties on? Those Texas oil guys usually wear one. Kevin Owens, he did. Gulak replied, does. And there was a good morning partner thrown in from Drew Gulak, and Kevin Owens goes, put that hat back on. Pictures are amazing. Zack Ryder, congrats to my new riding partner, Real Bobby Roode, on winning the U.S. title. Last night we celebrated by eating double Whoppers. He told me he doesn't snore. But he does.
Of course he does.
To back up, Daivari, to back up Fight Owens at Fight Tweet, this is what I had to look at for 2 hours at dinner last night, and it's Drew Gulak with the hat on, the tie, and he's sitting by a menu that says, grab a Big Daddy for the big something or other, for the big games.
All I saw when I saw the picture was grab a Big Daddy and Drew Gulak in a cowboy hat, and I was very confused. Yep.
Yeah. Goalie tandem. The NHL could have booked for All-Star Weekend instead of Kid Rock. Literally any Elvis impersonator, the Jonas Brothers, the ghost of Frank Sinatra, the Roomba with an iPad attached to it, or an iPod attached to it. Zachary, Kid Rock, noted racist, performs at the event in which one of the teams is captained by the NHL's only minority superstar who gets pelted with racist tweets every time he wins a playoff series. Gee, why can't the NHL expand its viewership? Sue Min Kim, the NHL looked at how much attention the college football got for having trendy young peak popularity artist Kendrick Lamar play the halftime show, so they decided to go to get Squint's eyes, Kid Rock, huh? And that's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, so SmackDown.
Yeah, we'll do SmackDown in 2 seconds as I catch my breath, because that was a lot of talking.
That was a lot of talking.
Spike was completely unfiltered.
Spike was amazing.
Spike really was amazing.
Again, zero fucks given. Zero.
All right, SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Now, Lindsay, did you know that this week's edition of the SmackDown Throwdown has been sponsored?
Really?
Yes. By WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Go vote for the Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year, and Female Interview of the Year featuring the Racks, Angelina Love Interview, and one with the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote once a day.
Ding! We're going to hit this really hard, y'all. We're going to be completely obnoxious about it. Sorry. Not sorry. Okay, I just need to get this out of the way first and foremost. Because, you know, I wait 7 days every week. I don't ask a lot for my wrestling. I just want to see my beardy children. Not only did I get screwed on Raw, I got screwed on SmackDown, too. My beardy children were nowhere to be seen on SmackDown. What the hell? Where were my Bludgeon Brothers? Where were they?
See, what happened was, they had to fill time with the U.S. title tournament. We had Jinder Mahal versus Xavier Woods.
In a good match.
It was okay. Went on a little too long.
Woods is always really entertaining to me.
Yes, but that was a little too long of a match. But I digress. Jinder Mahal moved on.
We were all very disappointed.
Bobby Roode beat Mojo Rawley.
We were less disappointed.
There are people, there's a dark circle of the internet that's really hoping a Mojo Rawley push happens.
Well, they started to push him, they turned him heel, and then they just kind of sort of...
You all will be regretting it when he's in the main event and the matches suck. I'm warning the internet now. When Mojo Rawley is your WWE champion in 6 months, and next summer we're all complaining about Mojo Rawley in the main events, I'm warning you now, I don't want to hear it.
Think Jinder Mahal.
Thank Jinder Mahal, but...
No, think Jinder Mahal, more hyper.
Yeah, you've been warned, but I digress. So, the Singh brothers attack Bobby. Bobby wants fight. Jinder says no, like a dumbass. His boys beat him up, so he's hurt, but he's a dumbass for saying, no, I don't want to fight you now, even though you're hurt. Daniel Bryan comes out and makes the match, so it was Jinder and Bobby for the U.S. title in the main event. That means we had two Jinder Mahal matches on one show, but Bobby Roode is now the glorious United States champion.
As he should be.
And there really wasn't much else. We had a six-woman tag on the show. There really wasn't much of anything. It was really focused on the U.S. title. Though, I'll say this. Okay. So, on Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, I complained about something.
You did.
I complained about the women not having a voice. Apparently, they did cut those promos, but they aired them on YouTube, not the place. SmackDown's women at least got to pick up a cell phone, talk for 10 seconds, and say, hey, this is why I'm going to win the Rumble. Perfect. Camera shots were weird, but they got their points across. I was happy with that.
Yeah, that was a little bit better, you know, because again, I think they pulled something off of SmackDown. I don't know what it was, but something got pulled off that show.
Kevin, I think because Kevin was hurt, they didn't want to use him. So they rewrote this show, even though he was there and could have just talked. They didn't want to risk anything or whatever they had planned. They rewrote this show. And what was scheduled for the Rumble was the U.S. title tournament finals. You were supposed to have only one match this week, then they made it for two, and then they made it for three, and that's sort of what happened there.
Yeah. So because they had to fill time, that's what happened. And, you know, I'm perfectly fine with the women having a voice. I feel like they should have a voice. I feel like they should be hitting the crap out of this Royal Rumble, because, again, it's the first one.
Right, and that's why I was disappointed on Monday they did not hit it strong, especially when they had time to do it. Hopefully on Monday they have more time to do it, because they need to really hit it home and let every single girl who is in that Rumble that is announced give a reason why they should win the Royal Rumble.
I mean, hell, if you're not going to put it on the TV show, have them put it out on Twitter. Have them put it out on YouTube. You know, have them get it out there. Instagram it.
Get it out there. Everyone needs a voice. Make it a voice. Make it a moment, because it's a big deal. And we'll talk more about the Rumble next week.
Yes.
But that's SmackDown in a nutshell. Nothing really happened other than the U.S. title tournament.
Pretty much, yeah. So, NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So you were there for this one.
I was there for this one.
Second week in a row, you were there. Making many trips. No. This show was interesting. We had some decent wrestling. We had Roderick Strong and Fabian Archer. It was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was kind of, again, it's Roddy talking about Lars Sullivan afterwards. That was just like, no, honey, no, you just leave him alone.
He's going to get killed.
It's like, Lars Sullivan wants Killian Dane. We're all for that, because that would actually be really entertaining to watch those two try to kill each other. And then there's Roderick Strong and Lars Sullivan, and we're like, Roddy, no. Honey, no. You have a baby at home. Just leave him be. There were several of those moments on this show. As a matter of fact, if I'm remembering it correctly, that, yeah. There were several moments where you're just sitting there like, oh, honey, no. No, you're going to die if you do that.
Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss beat Heavy Machinery.
Otis!
I was surprised.
He's so cute.
I forgot that you told me Tino and Riddick won. I was like, oh, right, they won. Wow. That's kind of a thing.
It is kind of a thing.
Undisputed. I love the Undisputed Era promo.
See, they didn't show that in the arena, so it's like, that was cool to see.
That was a really cool promo, hyping up the two the matches at TakeOver. I thought that was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Lacey Evans beat Aaliyah, but that was not the thing to talk about.
No, the match itself was just okay. Lacey has gotten better, but it wasn't that strong. Lacey cuts a promo afterwards, basically saying she's going to root out all the ne'er-do-wells in the NXT women's division, and she picked on Nikki Cross, and that's when we're all sitting there like, oh, you do not know what you're messing with there. You may want to rethink that one really, really, really hard.
But then Shayna Baszler decided to walk in. And she choked out Aaliyah.
And Ember Moon took exception to that.
Yeah. Said if she didn't want to bully somebody, she dares to do it to her. And then she wants Baszler in the ring. Baszler, I don't got my gear. And when I do, it's for the belt. So Moon said, name the time and place. She said, Philadelphia. She said, Philadelphia and bring that title. So there you go. Shayna got what she wanted.
Which was a title match.
And she'll get it out of the takeover. Regal had to confirm it. Zelina Vega was basically saying more about how Johnny Gargano didn't deserve the shot of the title. And he said Velveteen Dream should, and maybe he should put his title shot on the line. Gargano took exception to it. He came out and basically said, people have doubted me, called me a loser, a broken man, etc., etc. But he said it's not a fluke. No one's going to stop him from winning the belt. He'll put his title shot on the line next week against the Velveteen Dream, because he's Johnny freaking Wrestling, and he's the next NXT champion.
And this is when we were all going, Candace, come get your damn husband, because he was being stupid.
And new number one contenders for the NXT Tag Team titles are Authors of Pain, as they defeated Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, a.k.a. the Street Profits.
Okay, so the Street Profits are a lot of fun in person. Like, a lot of fun.
Okay.
Really had a blast when they were out there. And this was actually a pretty decent match. And the Authors of Pain learned more English. I was very proud of them.
Right. Well, we also got a TM61 little history video.
They found them.
Found on the part two of the documentaries next week. So there you go. Overall, good episode of NXT.
Very good episode of NXT. A little wrestling heavy, which is totally fine, but a very good episode overall.
Yes.
So that does it, I think, for us, unless you got anything else.
No, I just got a bunch of plugs.
All right, well then, plug away.
WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for us for Media Interview of the Year, Show of the Year, and Female Interview of the Year. You can vote once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. But Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio, change of plans. It's no longer one-liners. It's the greatest Raw moment of all time in the Greater the Great Debate. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday night, WrestleTalk Radio returns to preview the Royal Rumble, 10 p.m. Eastern, at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Monday Night Raw post show 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Raw 25. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/rackradioshow is WTR Sims. It's part two of the Top Rope Royale. Who wins the Rumble? Tune in to find out this Tuesday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas season 7, episode 10, now available. Episode 11 will be available few hours before this show airs next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere there's a social media, it is at Rack Radio Show. Remember, you can catch all Wild Talk Radio Network programming on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. At Wild Talk Radio on the Twitters, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You good?
Yeah.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. Like he said, vote for us once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. That's Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year, and Female Interview of the Year for Shawn Michaels and Angelina Love. So, well, we're going to hit that. We're going to be really obnoxious about that. Sorry. And, well, don't forget to check out our amazing, awesome sponsors, youtube.com/MBG1211. That's MBG Films. And make sure you check out his YouTube series, Hallamania Special Delivery and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Also, Gerwick.net and FightBoot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WorldTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! Get your hands off of this glass, last call my ass.
WorldTalkRadio.com.